Hello, my friend, and welcome back. Welcome to the fourth module of Saying Yes to Yourself. I'm wondering how you've been doing on filling up your tank after the previous module. I sure hope you are grogging, getting the importance of filling up your tank by befriending the parts of you that are the ones that have been leaking out of your tank and are actually the reason that you keep finding yourself back at square one. Now, if you're struggling in some of the areas, I would say don't worry. That's totally normal. And personally, I don't know anyone, or for that matter, I haven't even heard of anyone making it across without running into challenges. You know, those challenging waves. So if you feel challenged, you're going in the right direction. That's why they're there. You're moving across the waters. And you know, sometimes it may feel like two steps ahead and then three steps back. And that's normal. I would just say keep doing your home play, keep practicing, and soon you'll feel more like two steps forward and then maybe only one step back, and then at a certain point, no steps back. So you are going in the right direction, and you are gaining ground as long as you keep moving forward. Today, we will be spending more time on the first L from the ALL formula, A-L-L, and this second, or this first L, stands for listen. But before we do that, I really want to go over the whole commitment and filling up your tank again. I mean, really, starting on such a journey with a half-empty tank makes no sense, right? And since most of our tanks have never been full enough to make it to the other side, let's make sure this time that you don't make that mistake again. I really want you to make it across this time. And of course, I assume you do too. So let's do this together and really pump that muscle and fill up the tank. So one really important part of making it across this time is that you take small steps when you start. I didn't mention that before, but this is a very important part of it too. You're not going to go flying right across the waters on your first try. So set some smaller goals that are manageable, goals that are believable and possible in your current life, in the way you're living right now. Find a smaller yes that you feel comfortable with in your life right now. And that will also be part of your home play today. So please break up your journey into smaller stretches, and that will help you build stamina. And it does make sense, right? I mean, if you go to the gym, you don't start out trying to lift 200 pounds or 200 pounds of push-up, whatever, or even 50. You start with the amount of weight that your current muscles are capable of, and then you increase it a little bit each next time. As you get stronger, then you can increase it. But if you start right out with 200 pounds, you would give up right off the bat and stay on this side of the shore. You would simply say, I can't do it, which is true because you can't lift 200 pounds on your first go. So please, small steps. And remember also that I mentioned in the previous module that if you know how to pick up the parts of you that resist and say no, or the parts that are struggling or feel lost in the big waves on your way across, you will have more manpower, let's call it more woman power, on board in your tank. And you can also compare that with increasing your muscle mass at the gym by adding more weight to your push-ups. It's kind of the same. It will get you there easier and faster and in a much more enjoyable way. And you know, it's always the first part of the journey that you have to work the hardest, because you don't have the crew on board yet, the ones that you need to fill up your tank. And if we use the push-up at the gym metaphor, it's always the hardest when you start out, right? Because you haven't developed the muscle mass yet. And then it gets easier as you keep doing your workout. And you know, many people start out at the gym and they give up. So you need to have the right strategy in place and the right understanding, because that will keep you motivated. And that's for sure what we want here. And you're actually the reason that you feel stronger when your obstacles become your allies is that you build more confidence. You build more confidence every time when you overcome another one of the obstacles. Each obstacle that you overcome makes you feel more confident that you can overcome the next one too. So when you start seeing that your obstacles are not your enemies, but that they're actually essential to get you to the other side, then your resistance will gradually change. That's why I'm really spending a lot of time on this, because I want your mindset to be such that you really get that, because you will get a lot of juice from there that you can put in your tank. Right? These obstacles or these seeming enemies, they become your stepping stones, and you start welcoming them instead, and you will use them to help you fill up your tank. That missing part in your tank, they are there to fill it up. So I hope that makes sense. And I would think that you probably know this from the past too, that when you accomplish something, maybe against all odds, you feel really good about it, right? Maybe a little proud or even invincible. I know that feeling for sure. It will give you confidence, and then you will do it again. So some of the concerns and the fears that you couldn't do it, that has now changed into a feeling that you can. You know, it's that feeling, you get it deep down in your core. It's like, I can do this. It's a feeling, the same way we talked about, you know, the feeling of how much you want it. You can feel it. And the same here. It's like, yes, I can do it, because you have overcome similar obstacles that give you the confidence. And that is what I'm talking about here. And that is what we're going to start cultivating. So if you feel a little challenged to suddenly make friends with all your, you know, call them the perceived enemies, because they really aren't, but they seem like that, then know that you're doing it for a good reason. You need them. And you also need to know how to befriend them. Here's that how again, how to befriend them. And that's what we've been learning here, right? By allowing, and now we're going to start listening to them. And I would again suggest here, please only do it with one at a time, right? So you can get to know that part, and you can befriend it, and you can become friends, and they can get on board with you. That's what you need. And remember that your default is trying to get rid of those parts. And I think it's fair to say that those parts, they need to gain your trust first before they'll be able to help you get across. How do they know they can trust you after you've been trying to get rid of them until now, right? They don't. You need to build trust with them. And that is something you do by allowing them to be here. And now we're going to start listening to them. We're going to do the first step. I want to just share a little story with you, because what we're doing here, it reminds me of a story that I heard years ago. It was about an experiment of a baby chick that was still unhatched in his or her egg. And the experiment was to match each pick on the inside by the chick with a similar pick done by somebody else from the outside. That meant that the chick didn't get to pick the normal amount of picks to break the shell in order to get out. So every time that it picked from the inside, someone on the outside would pick there with an equal amount of pressure as did the chick. So the little baby chick only got to pick its shell, let's say, 100 times instead of what would be normal to 200 before it would crack. So it didn't get to build a lot of muscle, only half of it, you see. And then, of course, when it cracked, the poor thing didn't get very old. It died. It didn't make it because it didn't get the strength that it needed to survive in this world. It never got to build the muscles that it needed to become a fully mature chicken. Shall we call it a fully realized, liberated, and enlightened chicken? And let's use that metaphor that you're this little chicken, this little chick in the egg, and that the obstacles that is your shell to break out of. And when you do, you'll see that the amount of obstacles that you will overcome that will give you the strength to accomplish your mission, the longing that you came here for. And of course, that looks different for each one of us. We're all unique, and that's why it's important to learn how to tune into what it is for you individually and not try to do what other people do. Or maybe even worse, what other people tell you that you should be doing. I have lived that a big part of my life, and you know, it doesn't work. So it turns out that the shell that you need to crack, that is the exact amount of obstacles that you are up against right now. Just see them as a shell that you need to break through. They're not here to block you from living the life that lives in your heart, your yes. They're not here to make your life miserable. They're here to make sure that you accomplish your human journey or your human calling, that the one that resonates inside of you as your deep yes, whatever layer of yes you're at. And that is, that will happen. You'll accomplish that by you cracking your shell. I can't crack it for you. Nobody can. But I can give you some guidelines and tell you about that there is a shell and how to crack it. And then, of course, you can do it. So then, when you leave this earth plane, then you'll have a good sense of accomplishment and that you did everything you could to live your life and become the fully realized and enlightened and healthy chicken that you want to be. You were the one who broke your shell with all your own goddess-given power. Nobody did it for you, because you would not have been, or you would not have become who you want to be if you hadn't done it on your own. And when you do and really feel that you have done everything in your own goddess-given power, this is when you will get a deep sense of peace and a yes inside. You will feel it. And this is the feeling that will tell you that you lived your purpose, no matter what it looks like. We're not all meant to be leaders or famous or successful in certain ways, or, you know, in visible ways. Some of us are just meant to become fully ourselves and live an ordinary life with maybe not a whole lot to show for. And I know I said just, and I don't really mean that as an undermining way, but it can be very simple. And it's on the inside. That's what I'm talking about. It's because you follow your inner yes. There is nothing else to follow. And it's much more satisfying to live a life where you feel connected inside and where you're trusting the flow of your inner divine or your inner flow of the divine. You know, you're surfing, you're your wave. And it's much more satisfying that you're true to yourself and that you forgive yourself and love yourself and that you forgive others and love others from a true place where you can express love and compassion for yourself and others. That is when you can really start resting, because you're not living in opposition to yourself, right? You're not living in resistance to yourself anymore. I actually also remember that years ago, I heard someone share a deep insight after an NDE, near-death experience. And he said that the only thing that he was concerned about were these three things. He said, did I love enough? Did I live enough? And did I matter? That's powerful, isn't it? Did I love enough? Did I live enough? Did I matter? We rarely hear someone say, did I hold myself back enough? Did I judge myself enough? Did I compromise enough? I think you get it. There's so many good reasons to allow your obstacles and your fears and your doubts and your hesitations. Just welcome them all. Allow them. Feel them. Learn from them. And infuse them with love. Then you can bring them into the boat or into your tank as you're crossing the waters. And they will remind you of what you can do. They're the fuel you need to move through the remaining waves, the remaining obstacles. All right. I think I've said everything I can come up with around this whole subject of committing to your yes and filling up your tank. So please keep practicing this. This is not something you only do one time. This is ongoing. And it's not something that you kind of have to set time aside to do. Maybe in the beginning, yes. But eventually it becomes your default. It becomes second nature. And that's why you will, as you live your life, you will just naturally be filling up your tank so you can keep moving towards who you truly are and want to become. So I want to wish you a lot of blessings in this area. And now I want to move to today's focus, which is listening. And that part you can listen to on the next recording.